This episode is brought to you by
Disney Plus, unofficially. Alex, do you wish that everything, like everything that you could see on a TV screen or online streaming, was all owned by one company?
It would make things easier.
Really? Yeah. Who cares about competition? One person having all the money. Ooh. That's definitely the best option.
We love Monopoly.
You'll love today's sponsors, Disney Plus, unofficially.
Unofficially.
Unofficially. Just to make that really clear. Because you'll love the new partnership they now have with the BBC.
Oh.
So that stops all of the Doctor Who streaming internationally, and it moves it all to Disney Plus.
Is this real?
This is a real thing. Hooray.
Oh my lord.
So they've also acquired us, so we now have to love everything that's Disney.
Oh.
Including Doctor Who.
Oh.
So get on the bandwagon. It's only $44 a month now, because they're the only streaming service available.
Gee, that's a nice price.
But if you put in the offer code FanTheFool, $43.95.
A whole what, dollar?
It's 5 cents.
5 cents?
British cents.
7.4 cents.
Do they have cents? They have pounds. Do pounds have cents? It doesn't matter.
None of this makes sense.
So, tune in.
Please. We need money.
What are you doing?
I'm reversing the polarity of the ultrasonic screwdriver's power source.
Reverse the polarity!
Reverse the polarity.
I just reversed the polarity.
Welcome to the Fan of the Fool, everyone. I'm the Fan, Matt Antonelli.
I'm the Fool, Alex Cameron.
Welcome, Alex Cameron.
Yes, hello.
Hello again, it's Alex from The Fan and the Fool. Cut again, just to let you know, we have our usual segments. We talk about lost episodes between the last and current storyline that we're recording. If you want to skip all that, just to hear the talking about the current episodes we watched, feel free to skip ahead to the 36-minute mark. Bye.
I didn't know that was a real thing.
Don't talk about it now?
Well, we might as well.
All right, so everyone's angry.
See, how did I not know about this? Sorry. I was on BritBox watching stuff. I've seen nothing in my feeds about this.
Oh, because it's not now.
Oh, it's
2024.
Oh, okay.
So the ABC was like, put out a post that was like, we're not going to have to show Doctor Who anymore. And the world was like, what?
Excuse me?
And so, turns out that Disney Plus has bought the international streaming rights for Doctor Who. So I don't know if that means it will still be on BritBox. I feel like it will just move to Disney Plus.
Right.
But
for now, we've got it.
For now, we've got it. BBC still owns the streaming rights for United Kingdom.
Okay.
But then outside of that, it's Disney Plus.
So they don't have creative rights?
No, the BBC still operates.
We're not going to see, like,
Chris Hemsworth turn up as the Doctor.
Yes.
Or Robert Downey Jr. just in an episode of Doctor Who.
Or, oh my gosh, who's going to defeat Darth Vader? Look who it is, it's Doctor.
It does mean they could do like a weird like special crossover.
As long as it's not the main canon stuff, because that would be weird. They yes. could also just go...
No, but they've done non-canon things before.
Okay, but what I'm saying is they're
including
not...
Including a crossover with EastEnders.
Oh.
We're going to watch that.
Isn't that like the UK's version of Home and Away?
Neighbours. Home and Away has a beach.
Oh, good point. Savage. Not even Home and Away. It's what you say. Okay, so... But what my point I'm trying to get at is it's just distribution rights.
It is.
They're not going to suddenly make the Doctor an Avenger and weird things happen.
No, I don't think so. And I think it's kind of a good-bad situation. So it's bad because BBC's always, like, they'll still have creative control, but they've always given episodes to the ABC, you know, pretty cheaply, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Because they're both just national broadcasters, so they both don't have that much money.
Yes, okay.
But it's kind of a good thing, because Disney has so much money, I can only imagine how much money they would have paid for the international streaming rights of Doctor Who. Which means that money might make the show have better special effects, or...
Just last longer?
Just last longer.
Possibly.
Well, I think it's going to keep going, because it still does, ratings-wise, it still does very well.
Yeah.
So I think it's good and bad. That's my dealing. Everyone was angry.
Yeah.
And I can understand that, but... Doctor Who people get angry about everything. In fact, I'm going to get angry about them getting angry in a minute.
There's just a lot of anger.
Yeah. I think we should do, while we're talking about this, because it kind of coincides with everything.
Okay.
We should do a brief spoiler-free review.
Of current episode?
Current episode.
Yes. And what about current news?
Oh, current news.
Because there's some current news. Did you see the news.
Did you see the news? Did you see the new guy's face?
Okay, well, now I'm confused because what I saw...
Did you see the doctor's face? The new doctor's face.
But is he a new doctor? That's okay, my point.
I just want you to say it.
It's the guy from before. I don't even know his name.
Great. Just want to make sure I don't spoil it. It's David Tennant.
Yeah.
We had this discussion. It's recorded.
You did say it.
Yeah, it is recorded in our podcast. Yeah, David Tennant has returned, but I would like to do the episode first. So let's worry about him later.
Okay, so it's not really console. Oh, no, that I brought up the news.
That's like the end of the episode.
Okay. A special feature.
Yes. So this current is the Doctor episode. Who centenary special. Like, it was 100 years of the BBC. So they made a 90-minute Doctor Who episode.
Is this the current episode?
Yes.
Right, okay.
So it's Jodie Whittaker, 13th Doctor.
Yep.
Yaz, her companion, and Dan, her companion. Dan's only in it for like a few minutes, really. It was amazing.
It was good?
It was really good. Lots of returning characters, returning doctors, old doctors. It felt like what the 50th anniversary probably should have been. It just didn't have as much, like, throwbacks.
Okay.
And so this had a lot of, like, remember this? Remember this? Remember when the doctor wore this? Remember when the doctor looked like this? Remember this person who used to travel with the doctor? They're here. It does feature... I'll tell you the bad guys in it, because they're all classic villains anyway. Yep. So you've got the Daleks...
Of course.
The Cybermen, who you will see in the next time we have this conversation. Okay. You will have met the Cybermen by that point. And the Master, who you won't meet until the third Doctor.
Okay.
But they're big villains.
Yeah.
And they've done a team up. They're like, we can never kill a Doctor, so let's team up and kill a Doctor.
Another evil council.
Yes.
After the one from the student created remake.
Yes. So the Master's like this character who is the same species as the Doctor. The Master, because the Master also regenerates and changes to different people as well.
Okay.
But always seems to kind of mirror the Doctor. So this Doctor, 13th Doctor, is probably the most, like, compassionate Doctor and very, like, just loves hanging out with people.
And it's not because she's a woman.
It's not because she's a woman.
We're not.
I'm going to get angry at people about that too in a second. And then... this Master just seems to be, like, completely unhinged.
Oh, so they mirror... so they complement each other is what you're saying. Okay, so he's the opposite.
Yes.
Or she.
He, in this...
it is a he.
In this case.
They should have made it a she to match.
She has... he's been a... she's... he was she.
Okay.
She was she previously. First. She was she first.
So you're saying the Master was more with the times by becoming a female before the
I
Doctor.
I think they tested... audience reaction on her first.
Interesting.
And then they did it with the Doctor. I think that's what happened.
Yeah.
Interesting. So when they were younger, in fact, you'll see this, they were friends, and now they're just mortal enemies.
Okay.
So the Master's like, I'm going to kill the Doctor, blah, blah, blah. There's a big organization.
The Evil Council.
There's an organization on Earth that investigates the Doctor and, like, aliens and stuff.
I mean, that makes sense.
Yes.
You'd need that if you're like, who the hell is this weird dude?
But that's the same this organization runs throughout the classics all the way up to now.
Oh.
So they always pop up. But they've employed some advisors to kind of like help with this international thing that's going on. Because they're going to kill the Doctor, but they're also just going to blow up the planet. Because why not? Do both.
Two birds.
Yeah. So we've got returning companions... Ace.
I've heard a lot about
it. I was like, because I knew she, because you know they're on the cast list, but when she's standing there, there's a scene where she's standing in a museum, not a museum, an art gallery, and she's looking at a painting that's not there. And you're just like, oh my gosh. Like she's wearing, you know how I showed you a photo of her? It was like New Doctor Classic Companions box set thing.
Mm.
She's wearing a suit. Like she's just wearing that suit. Like, oh, the way that she was portrayed in those audio plays, like it's matched that.
Is it the same...
the same actress.
That's cool.
And I haven't seen her in anything apart from the audio plays until now. And so she does sing the episode, I haven't seen the Doctor for...
she must have been very young in that then.
Yeah, well, she would have been like... she would have been like 20, maybe? And now she's... well, she said in the episode she hasn't seen the Doctor for 3 decades.
Oh, because of audio plays, though.
She has seen the Doctor in audio plays... But they never... Sometimes the canon doesn't quite match. So it might be the case that she sees this Doctor, but she hasn't seen the Doctor for 3 decades. Okay, so... Or it could be the case that she doesn't remember that for some reason. There is a moment where she puts on her old jacket and has a baseball bat like she did when she was in the 80s, which looks a little bit cringe, but you just kind of roll with it because you're like, welcome to
because in the nicest way possible, it's a geriatric holding a bat.
A bat that, by the way, she hits a Dalek with it and it just falls to pieces.
In that episode.
In the episode. Okay. So... Daleks who normally you shoot bullets at them and they don't move at all. They're just like, yeah, whatever. And she just destroys them with a baseball bat.
So is
she's
quite. To...
She likes explosives too.
Okay. And then afterwards, she said, "Quick, I need my arthritis medicine." Let's keep going.
Well, she. So one of the older other companions hits on her or something. Yeah, that's happening.
Oh.
So Graham, an older companion of the 13th Doctor, he bumps into her when they're both trying to investigate this Dalek thing that's going on, and he's like,
"Ooh, who's this?"
Yeah, she's like, "I got all these explosives." He's like, "How are we going to stop all these Daleks?" And she's like, "I've got explosives." And he's like, "Who are you?" And she says, "I'm Ace." She turns around and she's got a jacket on that says Ace on the back, and he just goes, "You are Ace." He's like, Now there is another companion, Tegan, and Tegan hasn't seen the Doctor in 4 decades, so she. Was a companion of the 5th Doctor. So she hasn't appeared in anything.
And it's the same actress as well.
Same actress.
That's really cool.
So she's appeared in other... Like, she's been in other TV shows. She hasn't appeared in any Doctor Who stuff. Visual stuff.
Or audio stuff?
She's been in audio stuff.
Okay.
But she was Paul McGann's agent when he became the 8th Doctor. So she's still been, like, involved in Doctor Who.
Okay.
I'd forgotten what she was like, and I forgot that... how interesting it is when you watch a British or American TV show and someone who is Australian appears in it. And at first I was like, Tegan's Australian. So when I first heard the accent, I was like, oh, that's my accent. But like, it's not over the top.
It's not always.
But it's not over the top. It's just a normal accent. But it's just because it's different to everyone else who's speaking. But she, at first I was like, oh, okay. Like, Ace I can understand, like, because she's very, like, gung-ho, and she's had a lot to do with, like, destroying Anne and stuff, and Tegan has too. But it was also good to hear, like, they both talked about their lives since leaving the Doctor, and, like, what they've done.
Right.
So she's, like, travelled heaps and stopped corruption in different nations and stuff like that, and she's, like, become very...
A mercenary.
Yeah. Well, she works for this organisation. But there's this great moment. So the Doctor dies.
Inverted commas.
And so because of something the Master's done, I don't want to give you too much stuff because I want you to watch it.
I will watch it when we get there in 5+ years.
Yes.
And I will have forgotten this anyway, so it's all good.
So by the point, she's dead, technically. And she's having like a, you know, like imaginary, like she's in a world where she's like, oh, I'm going to step over this line and be dead or whatever.
Yeah.
And there's like the Guardians of...
The Galaxy?
Different franchise.
Oh, sorry, I forgot.
Could be a crossover soon.
Disney Plus, that's what I mean. You know.
They refer to them as like the Guardians of like...
The Galaxy.
Beyonder or something. So stop, shut up. So,
And then... Chris, what's his name, turned up?
Shut up! She is there, and they're just all the previous Doctors, but, like, how they look now.
Okay.
So they're just old, but they're just like, hey, the ones that are alive, obviously. There's the first Doctor's
how
there.
How do they explain
the
that,
The first
though?
Doctor's there. Shut up for a second.
Okay.
The first Doctor's there, but played by a different actor.
Okay.
Because he's played him in audio plays.
Yes.
And looks like him.
He does look like
him. He does look like him. He acts like him too. He's like, like well, he does all the things.
I suppose if you're white, you're an old man, and you've got grey, longish hair, you look like the first Doctor.
And Peter Davison was there, who played the 5th Doctor. Colin Baker, 6th Doctor. Sylvester McCoy, 7th Doctor. Paul McGann, 8th Doctor. Who still looks like... Because he's the most recent. He kind of still just looks like the Doctor.
Fair.
But they all get to talk to, like, Peter Davison talks to T and, like, he was her doctor. And Sylvester McCoy talks to Ace because he was her doctor. So there's, like, there's a few nice moments.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, they are old. And this is where I'm going to have a bit of a rant, because I saw fans being like, why are they old? Because they're old.
That's my first question.
Because they're old. And they're not the doctor. They're the guardians of this place that resemble previous consciousnesses of him.
Okay, I'm sold on that.
Okay. Tom Baker's not there because he's 88. And if you put him on a plane, he might die. So they just left him. I think he's all right. I think he's just didn't want to travel and he's a bit fragile. Because you got to keep him alive for as long as possible, please.
but see, as long as there's an explanation, it's fine.
Yeah.
So why are fans still upset about it?
So, like, why do they not explain why they're older? The doctor herself, when she first sees them, she doesn't recognize them. And then she's like, oh, like, you're...
Me.
Like, you've aged within the consciousness.
See, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Enough sense for the show.
Yes.
I don't know why there'd be a problem.
No.
I mean, I am as casual as it comes. Well, maybe not. I don't know how many casual people would be watching this from season 3 today. But, like, that makes enough sense to me that you could get away with it.
And then there's people who are like, we're still annoyed about the doctor being a woman. So who are like, yeah, she's regenerated. You can absolutely shut up. Just shut up. Because if you didn't like her being a woman, she's not a woman anymore. If you did like, she'll probably be a woman again at some point. So it's all fine.
But I don't get that. Because I understand people saying, don't take a character that exists like Spider-Man and make it this person is a girl. But
Spider-Gwen.
Spider-Gwen.
That's a real character.
I was going to say, I bet there's some weird...
I can't remember what her actual superhero name is, but she's Gwen Stacy.
No, it's Spider-Gwen. That's amazing.
But no, they call her Spider-Gwen.
But if your character can regenerate into anybody at any time,
yeah,
why would they not at some point be a different gender?
I know. But people are angry about certain things. Or the fact that some people are angry that David Tennant looked older. I'm like, yeah, because the last time he played this role, it was like 10 years ago.
But it's also regeneration. Like,
he's a different version.
Yes.
He's just the same actor.
So you're okay with him becoming someone else, but not a slightly older version of himself, yeah, which is less of a change.
There's also a lovely moment at the end where all the companions set up like a...
evil council.
They like...
There's so many evil councils.
Because there's been so many companions. They set up like a support group. Like, okay, they're just like, oh, we can meet and share our stories about the Doctor. And so there's just random cameos during that whole few minutes.
Oh.
Okay, so you're ready? I'm going to give you the one, that character that you have definitely seen.
Can I guess?
Yep.
Ian.
Yes.
Because I know he's still involved and he's still alive.
William Russell, at age 97.
Holy, I didn't know he was that old.
Is in this episode. And he gets a line, and he's just in that support group, and he's just talking.
That's cool.
And he sounds like him, but obviously considerably older.
Yeah.
And he broke the Guinness World Record for the longest on-screen gap between appearances.
As the same character.
As the same character.
That's amazing.
So I've got it here.
Wow.
It's been 57 years, 3 months, and 28 days since his last appearance.
That's amazing. That's so cool.
And I was like, when I saw him, I was like, huh?
That's why it's so good that we're doing this from the beginning, because all this stuff matters more to you now that you get to see it.
I was like, oh my gosh. And Bonnie Langford was there, who plays Mel, who's a future companion. And you're like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
And then there was an empty chair. So then all the fans are like, that chair was meant for so-and-so, so-and-so.
Oh, blah, blah. Yeah.
Because, you know, the ones that we've lost or whatever.
But the biggest...
Or the episodes that we've lost.
Oh.
But then there's a stack on top of that chair.
Just scripts.
Mm.
But the BBC was smart, because I assume they haven't said who it was and there was no name on the chair.
There was no name on the chair.
So you
They all had name tags, the people who were there.
Yeah.
So Ian had one that just was like, Ian.
Chesterton.
I was like, oh my god. And he was just sitting beside Graham. Graham was like, talking about the doctor, and Ian was like, excuse me, did you say blah blah blah? And then the whole world was like, oh my god, that's Ian.
That's true, because I guess he wouldn't look like what we'd remember.
Yes.
You can imagine whoever was supposed to be in that chair. So I'm going to choose that it was Barbara. Was it sitting next to Ian?
Probably would have been next to Ian, yeah.
Well, then it's Barbara.
I don't know if Barbara's dead in-universe, because she was alive in the audio plays in 2019-ish, so...
Obviously it's someone else voicing...
She was mentioned as being alive.
Oh, sorry, gotcha. Yeah. Not the character speaking.
No.
I see what you're saying. Our dear Barbara. It all leads to Barbara. It all leads to Barbara.
And then the regeneration itself, because...
That's happened now.
That's happened now.
Okay.
So there's been a few times, the last few times, this isn't a spoiler, but when David Tennant became Matt Smith, there's a big explosion and there's like light beams going everywhere, but he basically destroyed the inside of the TARDIS. And then Matt Smith's doctor was like, time to rebuild this TARDIS.
Right.
And then Matt Smith's doctor exploded even bigger. Like, they got bigger and bigger. So when Christopher Eccleston became David Tennant, there was like beams of light, and he just became David Tennant. He was like, oh, my teeth, these are new teeth, blah, 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 whatever. And then when David Tennant became Matt Smith, bigger explosion. But that was apparently because he really like held on to it because he didn't want to go. Then when Matt Smith became Peter Capaldi, he exploded even more. And then when Peter Capaldi became Jodie Whittaker, same thing happened. Except she actually fell out of the TARDIS.
So what happened this time?
This time...
Because I'm going to forget. It doesn't matter.
She looked out at a beautiful sunset. So she wasn't in the TARDIS. The TARDIS was just behind her.
Maybe they're like, geez, that's going to save us on some costs for making the show. We can just keep the same TARDIS this time.
And she just exploded. But it was beautiful because there's a beautiful sunset and she's like, ah. And then she wasn't Judy Garwa, was she? She was David Tennant.
Oh, yes. I forgot that
they've already cast the next Doctor. So David Tennant's only returned. He hasn't returned for a full season. He's only returned because next year's the 60th anniversary. So he's back for that.
For how long, do you think?
For 3 episodes. It's already sorted.
Well, I mean, technically, he is the next Doctor, which will make him the 14th?
They make him the 14th.
So they're going to count that as him being 14th?
I think so.
Well, I guess they haven't said an iteration. Definitively. It's a new iteration.
I think it's just going to depend on the narrative of the next story.
Okay.
Because it could be that he's got that face for some reason.
For some storyline.
Yeah. Well, I just don't know what his character is yet.
Like an evil version of the old one. Imagine that. Could be. Imagine that. Your prediction was that it would be him again?
Yep.
My prediction is that when you watch that storyline, he's either evil or there's something wrong with him and it's not exactly
the same.
I think
there'll be something wrong with him. I think something will be wrong with reality and he has to be him. But in the trailer for the 60th, do you want to see the trailer? Because it doesn't give you any spoilers.
Play it.
That's the trailer. That's all we get. I'm going to rate it.
Rate what?
The episode.
Do it.
Should we do it out of 14 now?
Well, there's 14 Doctors.
I know, but I think we should stick to 13.
Until we know what the deal is?
Yes, because if you use that, there are other times where you could have... It could be a more ambiguous... It could be a larger number because of other reasons.
I mean, if anything, we don't want this show analysed to that level because... The 4 people who are watching will be like, excuse me, you got this number wrong in episode 21.
So 12 out of 13.
Wow.
So I would give it 13. I just don't think there's a big enough payoff for certain things set up. So particularly between the companions and the Doctor. So Yaz, who...
Yaz, Queen.
Who is sort of in love with the Doctor.
Oh.
I think that kind of came about quicker. Then I.
Is this love story that you told me you didn't realise was meant to be part of the show?
Yeah, it just kind of happened, and I was like, oh, I must have just been oblivious. I went back and watched some episodes, and I was like, oh yeah, I could see how it could develop to that point. But I also think that the end was quickly approaching, and they were just like, put it together.
Quick, make it big. I get that.
There was a good pair for a smaller companion, Dan, who's only been in the show this season,
mm-hmm.
because he travelled with the Doctor... because at first he kind of just got swept up in it, and he just kind of stuck around. And then it was like, actually, I keep almost being killed. So I might just stay home. So,
wow.
And which suits his personality, though. You go, yeah, you should, you should.
Wow.
So it was good. It was quite a good payoff for the previous generations as well, I think.
Right.
Oh, man. I've watched, because I watched it 3 times. I'm going to give it 13.
I mean, Barbara wasn't there, so...
No, but I think it's one of those episodes, any episode where I can go back and just watch it countless times.
Yeah, that's fair.
Is like up there. I will probably watch it again at some point during this weekend. Do you want to do Doctor Who?
Is it Doctor Who?
Who?
I'm going to say no immediately, but let me have a look. It's a ring.
You can't look at the inside of the ring.
Okay, because it has a name on it.
Yeah.
I promise you I will not look. I'll put my finger through this. Okay, it's a ring and it has a lightning bolt on it. It's making me think of, and I might be wrong because I don't know all the stuff because it isn't Batman and nothing else matters, but it's making me think of a Green Lantern because there's a yellow dude.
Oh.
But I'm probably wrong. Oh, an additional clue?
This is the yellow dude's ring.
Okay, but now you're doing this to throw me off because that looks different because it has the actual symbol in it.
Yeah.
Now I have 2 rings. Okay, I'm going to do... This is a double feature.
Got more of them?
No.
An orange one?
No. But there's a double feature of Is It Doctor Who? Okay, the yellow one, no.
I've got a really good set of, like, metal ones of these as well. But they're in a special box.
I believe you.
I think they're at work.
We've already deviated too far.
Okay, continue.
See, now I'm confused. I don't think there would be a character in Doctor who has a ring that has a lightning bolt in it. Unless it's one of the quirky things that one of the Doctors wears.
The current Doctor wears a ring.
Well, you have proved me wrong. He's obviously not the yellow Green Lantern.
Yellow Lantern.
I don't think it's a fear ring for the fear green yellow lantern. But I don't think it's Doctor Who. But I think it's something else. It's
not Doctor Who. And I think I probably won't talk about what it is too long. It's The Flash. I bring it up because The Flash is now on its last season.
The TV show.
The TV show. We don't talk about the movies because Ezra Miller.
Let's move on.
Okay. So, the episode you missed.
Of course.
The Savages. 4 episodes. How many survived?
We spoke about it last time. It was 0.
It is 0.
Yeah, of course. Thanks, BBC. Actually, thanks, Disney Plus.
Yeah. So, these are my notes on The Savages. I've really just broken it down to this.
Do it. Do it.
So, they arrive on a planet. Unnamed planet, unnamed time. There's two warring tribes.
We really do need to do the catch-up because something's happened.
Yep.
To one of the characters.
2 tribes.
Okay, of course.
There's one advanced, one savages.
All right.
Now, this was originally going to be called...
You don't have to whisper. That's what they called it. It's not your fault.
I know, but they also almost called it. It's in the behind-the-scenes stuff. It had the working title of The White Savages.
Now, I don't know if that's better or worse.
I think it might be just as bad. So,
probably
originally, now this is probably a good thing we didn't see this because at least one character, this is bad. The advanced race, okay, I did that in inverted commas, the ones that are
advanced,
like colonials.
Oh,
you know what I mean? Like, there's that kind of
vibe,
that
Christopher Columbus kind of vibe.
Those ones that are like, oh yeah, we can come in and take. They were going
to
be...
You don't have to whisper about history.
I know. The advanced race was originally supposed to be played by actors in blackface.
Oh, okay.
So, but this got dropped for except for the city's leader. So there's one person in blackface.
In the actual episodes.
Mm.
I wonder if the BBC just said, let's lose these ones on purpose. It's not an accident.
Well, it doesn't sound like it was a great series of episodes. Now, they fight each other at various points, but basically, there's 3 episodes of, like, fighting, and then the 4th episode, they decide we shouldn't be killing each other, we should live together peacefully. So they ask Steven, because he's had some impact on them, to stay as, like, mediator between these two
tribes.
So he does stay.
So that's why he gets left behind.
No, he gets left behind because Perv's contract wasn't renewed.
By whose choice?
Wasn't his choice. It says his contract simply wasn't renewed. But William Hartnell was very angry with him. Because he was like, we were friends, you're supposed to stay with me. He was like, I didn't leave.
Oh. But he was very critical of every story they ever did. So maybe that's why they didn't renew his contract.
I wonder if there's his opinions here somewhere.
But every time he's like, this story sucks.
Yes.
So I'm not surprised they said, well, don't come back.
So this was supposed to, I hate everything that I have to say, but it's supposed to like subvert like real life. So then, hence why it was going to be the white savages. It was like, the white people would be the not as sophisticated.
In the 60s, they thought, what a twist!
That's why the advanced race, I'm putting everything in inverted commas because it's quoted here, okay?
Yeah, I know.
Advanced race was going to be, like, black.
And in the 60s, they thought, what a twist!
I'm glad we didn't see it.
I'm glad they lost it all.
Because I was just like, I reckon, I don't know, man. Maybe it would have been different. No, it wouldn't have been. I was going to say, maybe it would be different if I'd watched it.
Oh, it's so different.
But the full thing's here, because I wrote it down.
Mm-hmm.
The advanced race was originally supposed to be played by actors in blackface as a parable about apartheid-era South Africa. This got dropped, except for the city's leader, Jarno.
So what you're saying is, as much as we get annoyed about TV shows nowadays making political statements, it's always been happening.
Yeah.
They were trying to make some parable. We don't care what you think about things, just make a show.
Yeah.
Why are we still having to tell people this? We don't care, just tell a good story.
So, we lost Steven, but you still have Dodo for now.
Yay.
Briefly. You have it briefly. Remember that.
Actually, yes. These are great stories. I forgot to do this. From now on, I'm going to keep a list. I was going to do this for doctors, but I'm going to do it for companions now.
Yep.
Of favourite to least favourite, and update it every time there's a change. Right?
Mm-hmm. What's the current list?
Well, I haven't made a list, but let's
Barbara's
do it.
Barbara's
one. And not just because...
I mean, Ian has to be two, right? I mean, think about all
I think
of them.
He does.
Yeah.
I think he does. But Barbara is not just because... Damn, son. But because the first two seasons, she was basically the hero. We talked about this.
Now, your other options are... You got Vicky, Susan, Stephen, Dodo.
Dodo's down the bottom so far.
Okay.
Let's put... Vicky was okay...
I think Vicky would go... this is going to cause some controversy. I think Vicky would go ahead of Susan.
It's not even close.
Okay.
To me. In fact, Susan might go below... Oh. Stephen or Susan is the question. She was quite a pain at the beginning. Remember all the screaming?
Yeah, she did grow up, though. And then left as a teenager and married again.
Which is not really her fault, but I'm still going to hold it against her, because that's how the show works. So...
I think Stephen...
I'm putting Stephen above Susan.
Yeah.
I don't care what the diehard fans think. She was a pain. But she's better than Dodo.
She's better in Expanded Universe.
And can I just say really quickly, and I'm going to update this as we go. So my current list is Barbara, Ian, Vicky, Stephen, Susan, Dodo. And with the Doctors, it's Doctor 1.
First Doctor. I guess you can't really put Katarina or Sarah in there either because you didn't meet them.
No, that was the thing. Yeah. But I already think Polly... is going to be more better than Dodo. It's not even close.
I have to tell you.
Ben seems like he could be a bit of a pain. He's a bit of a whinge.
Nope.
Oh.
So when I saw Polly.
Yeah.
I was like, because I knew her.
Yeah. And I've heard like, you mention Ben and Polly before.
Yeah, because they're great. You would have noticed, of course, that during this, Dodo disappears.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's because... Jackie Lane, she's the actress who plays Dodo. Her contract also wasn't renewed. It sounds like, from what I can gather, that it was decided that they wanted to have, like, a couple with the Doctor again. So they just kind of got rid of Stephen, got rid of Dodo, brought in Ben and Polly.
Because I was going to say, was Dodo on holidays? But no, she was fired.
No. her contract just wasn't renewed.
You know what's so
she's
funny?
She's still nice in the countryside and she sends her love.
Maybe the lamest exit ever. Some of them have been killed. Some of them have been left in London with their newfound love. She just goes on holidays and says, I give you my love.
It's like, I've been on an arc.
But I will tell you.
What else do we see her in? Just the arc. Oh no, we saw her in the last one.
And also the gunfights. Episodes we missed too. So she probably would have been around for a bit longer.
Yeah, yeah.
She was in The Savages. So we missed out on that gem. I didn't realise she was missing until episode 4. That's when I wrote the notes, is she on holidays? And then I realised
at the end. And he was like, where is she? Now, yeah, like, she's not coming.
She's gone. Well, when he said, where is she? I thought, oh yeah, maybe she's on holidays. And then they said, nah, she sends her love. And he doesn't even care.
He cares for a moment.
And then he says, hey, this woman's much more less annoying.
She seems less annoying.
And more capable. Okay, anyway.
The war machines?
The war machines.
Okay.
How good was the new ominous intro?
I loved the title sequences every episode. It was like, bah, 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 bah. Like the words came up on the screen, like.
And then the drum roll, episode like, one. Ka-ching!
Yeah, it was good.
You know what's funny? I thought maybe they did this just for the war machines as an ominous thing, but is this how it is now?
I don't know.
Oh, spicy. And also, Doctor's looking pretty suave when he first walks out of the TARDIS.
In fact, it all looks, I mean, it looks a bit grainy. Like, I don't think it's as well remastered as perhaps previous episodes. Or maybe it's because they were actually outside in a real world as opposed to on a set.
Where they can control all the atmosphere and everything.
Yeah. Part one. They walk out of the TARDIS.
I like the hat and cape.
I do like the hat and cape. I also like the out of order sign.
Yes.
I was like, that's good.
Because no one's ever just going to go, maybe I should check if it's being fixed. Oh my gosh, it's a spaceship.
Also, it locks. I don't think he really needs the out of order sign. But oh, yeah. Hey, whatever. But it's cool. He keeps that sign. You'll see that again. I like how Dodo was like, I'm back on Earth.
Hmm.
And he's like, yes. I keep trying to get here. And I'm finally here.
But she's not heard of the Daleks.
No. But this is one of the few episodes that takes place entirely in modern day. Or current right. day. Because she hasn't seen Daleks, remember that?
Yeah, but they've never talked about it once in all their travels.
Who's been with her?
The Doctor. You know, the one who now knows he's
there. Yeah, but he never
there.
Talks about anything, does he? He's not like, let me open up about some, that's some hardships I've had.
This version, at least, definitely.
Because Stephen's seen Daleks, but he hasn't seen them. She wasn't there when he saw them.
Yeah, I know she hasn't had an encounter with them.
Yeah.
But has he never once said, man, this was like the time.
That these robots are like the time.
Well, they mentioned Daleks, so I think the Daleks are going to be controlling his machines.
Yes. I didn't think that, but I did like, so overview if, this episode, some scientists build a computer.
Yeah.
And it turns out the computer is advanced enough that it can kind of
think.
So it's like an AI.
Yeah.
And it hypnotizes people to do its bidding. So it hypnotizes a bunch of scientists who build like a tank.
A war machine, if
a
you
will. A war machine, yeah. I wasn't really sold on the machine because it looks like you could push it over.
It looks like if you ordered a Dalek off Wish.com.
Perfect. I did like how they kept trying to show how scary it was by getting its, like, heavy arm thing to crush stuff.
Yeah.
And I was like, I just don't stand there. It has no left-right
right.
capability.
It also still looked weak, regardless.
And I do like, though, the idea. Like,
yes,
AI is like, I'm here to help Earth. You know what's not helping Earth? Humans.
Yeah.
So
I agree.
So it's like, I'm going to get some people. I thought it was really interesting. So they come out of the TARDIS and they see a big tower and they're like, oh, I'm check that out. Something feels alien about it is what the Doctor feels. Yeah. Even though by the end of this episode, we know there's nothing alien about it.
No.
So
I kept waiting for the Daleks.
He just sensed something was wrong.
Yeah.
But I guess that's him sensing the hypnosis stuff going on.
Yeah, I guess so.
But I liked how he very quickly seemed to establish quite good relationships with all the humans.
Yes.
Because he just went waltzed in. And he was like, I'm smart. And they were like, oh, I don't know.
He's called Doctor.
Yeah, so they just kind of took... So whether he knew some of them previously, because he could have.
From previous timelines.
Yeah, I guess. Because there's also a guy in here called Sir Charles, who he seems very on good terms with. So I don't know when that happened. But that was a good concept. So when they walk into that room and he's like, this is my assistant Polly, I was like, yes.
So you were waiting, because you don't...
I knew what she looked like. I was like, is that Polly? And they're like, this is Polly. And I was like, yes. And then I said, where's Ben?
Mm.
And then they went to a nightclub and there was Ben. So I was pretty happy. So I was like, no matter how badly this episode goes, those two are now on board.
But the episodes I felt were good.
I think they were good. I even liked towards the end when they trap the robot.
Yes.
That's a clever way to trap that thing.
By just having it go down a road, rope it off, and as it travels, put rope behind it. Trapped. I know, I'm agreeing with you. I didn't mean to make that sound but sarcastic.
It's not the fact that it's trapped. It's that it's electrical wiring, isn't it? So it kind of like...
Oh, you're right, it is. Sorry, it's not just rope. It's electrical wiring.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wasn't trying to be sarcastic.
Just rope.
I realize now why you thought I was making fun of it.
You think we're in the Wild Wild West still? Is this Lassouin or something?
Ugh.
Do you want to go back to that episode?
You mean the one where there was no reason for the doctor to be there? Except to get a tooth fixed.
The doctor was useful in this one, though.
Oh, yeah.
He seemed to figure out that the robots weren't completed, so he could kind of, like, outsmart them.
Yes. By walking towards it, and it just went, oh, no.
Well, I thought he was going to say something along the lines of, like, he isn't human. And so it was just like, I need to kill this thing, because it's not human.
Okay, now here's my question, and I've raised it briefly before. The computer machine thing that's making this all happen, that thinks like an AI and is smart.
Wonton.
Says, oh yes, Wotan.
It is spelled Wotan, but I'm pretty sure they say wonton or something. They say like a V.
You know a wonton is something in like a soup with noodles.
I know. It's spelled Wotan though, so it's Wotan. So I think they say Wotan. They say it with like a V sound.
Well, I completely did not realise. I thought they were saying Wotan. Wotan. Okay. Wotan.
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 What about Wotan?
It says, we need the doctor. He is a special human. He's not a human.
No.
Why does the smart AI think he's a human?
I thought it was really funny on that, when the doctor was talking to the smart AI, that the way he tested it was the same way that you would enter some numbers into a calculator to test if it was smart.
Yeah, so the most basic thing ever. Just asked to do
maths, and I was like, give it something else. Luke Dodo was like, what's TARDIS? What's TARDIS mean?
That's a smart thing to test.
Yeah.
Because if it knows that, where has it got that from?
And I was surprised that all the scientists in the room were like, what the hell's a TARDIS? They didn't say that. No one questioned what she was saying. So, anyway, scientists get brainwashed. Dodo gets brainwashed. Dodo tries to lure the doctor to get brainwashed. But then the doctor dehypnotizes her. I've skipped ahead a little bit.
Yeah. There's also a time when the guy who's responsible for making this thing has a press conference with another guy, and they're being asked questions like, is this really a safe idea?
And they're like, yes.
Well, here's one of my favorites. Can't it be fixed to give you the wrong answers? Yeah. And the guy says, what would be the point in that? There's no point. Well, maybe because then it makes you do things you don't want to do.
Yeah.
So the enemy could use it to make you destroy yourself.
Yeah.
There's no thought process behind, oh, that's a motive. It's just, no, it makes no... Why would anyone want to hack anything? No point.
I liked how he was like, so Sir Charles was there, so he's obviously, like, invested in this thing.
Yes.
And he's like, can I really do that? But their scientist guy is not there. And when he does show up, he just pulls away the other guy.
Because by this point, he's been hypnotized.
And takes him to get hypnotized.
Yeah.
So then there's two scientist people who've been hypnotized. Dodo was hypnotized while she was at a nightclub with Polly.
Mm-hmm.
Because Polly was like, I'll show you town. And then she meets Ben there, who's upset about...
Do we know?
The Navy or something.
Oh, he doesn't get to be in the Navy anymore. So he's like, man, I miss being out there on the sea.
But then he was going to be out on the sea at the end of this. But now he's in a box. Wotan is going to be in an event called Computer Day.
Yes.
Okay. I am skipping a bit. I think there's a lot of good stuff that happens in these episodes, but a lot of it is kind of filler.
There is a lot of filler, I felt like.
So, Dodo tries to lure the Doctor. This is in the second episode.
Yep. She's been hypnotized.
She's trying to lure the Doctor to... The end of that first episode was good, though, where she looks directly at camera and she's like, I'm hypnotized. So...
Yeah. Though that was the script. I'm hypnotized.
Yes, exactly. There's the words she said. Dodo then is like trying to get the Doctor. I love the bit where they step out of a building and there's clearly some people standing over there who are like, we're ready to chloroform him. Like they're holding the stuff and they're like, this way. And she's like, I think we should go over that way. And the Doctor looks over there and those people are still there.
Literally holding a bottle and a rag.
He's like, And then they get called away. So he cons on that she's been hypnotized. And then, like, dehypnotizes her. And Sir Charles is like, it's okay, I'll send her to recover out in the country.
My wife is out there. There's a nice house. She'll be fine.
And that's the last time we see Dodo.
Yeah. Maybe the worst exit we've seen for a character.
Just off camera.
Yeah.
And that actress, I don't think she returns to that role. She goes to lots of Doctor Who conventions. Until she died.
But she doesn't do like... Year. She didn't do any audio plays, nothing.
I don't think so. I'll have a look. But...
Maybe she was a bit disappointed with how it ended and she was like, I don't want to step back into this.
And no, I she did that. Go on... So I'll give you a bit of trivia.
Do it.
She went on to become...
Do it.
Diplomatic secretary. And then she became an agent for Tom Baker and Janet Fielding. So Janet Fielding plays Tegan.
Oh.
Tegan, who we just saw on the Centenary Special. Who was also the agent for Paul McGann, who was the Eighth Doctor. It all connects.
Okay. So do you reckon these guys, well, not guys, these people just become agents to be like, oh, I had a brief tie to Doctor Who, I'll get you a role.
Yeah, in fact, there's... No, I don't think that's... I don't think they got them the role, but I guess if you know the world, it helps. Like, you'll have connections or whatever. Like, every agent...
I mean, that's a pretty weird coincidence.
I love when Paul McGann got given the role of the Eighth Doctor. So apparently Janet Fielding, who was his agent, was like, you're about to enter this world. And, you know, whether people like this or not, now you're going to be like a doctor. So wherever you go, there's just going to be like nerds and geeks following you. And he was like, oh. And then but he loves it, by the way. He's like, he's hugely...
Is this Dodo?
No, Paul McGann.
No, the agent.
No, Tegan.
Okay.
Dodo, I don't know what happened to Dodo.
Well, we know. She was left in the country.
She went the way of the Dodo?
She sent some love. Anyway. Did you like...
Yeah.
We meet Ben in the bar when Dodo gets hypnotized over the phone.
Yeah.
That's a thing.
Yeah.
There's some other dude at the bar who's like... Because, okay, Polly...
Awesome guy that's like, hey, you want to, you know, I'll show you a good time. That kind
yeah, because Polly kind of is asked by the lady who owns the bar, which is maybe the weirdest thing in the world. Hey, go chat up that depressed dude at the end of the bar.
Make him feel better. Show him a good time.
Basically.
Yes. That is basically what she says.
The 60s.
I guess they are friends. Because you can be friends with them.
And she does, and she also knows him. She says, hey, why you've got such a sad face? I know you from before, Ben.
I don't think she... Does she say Ben? I think he introduces himself as Ben later.
Oh, yes, you're right. But she's met him before.
Yeah.
Anyway, he kind of blows her off and says, I like to be sad. Go away.
Yeah, pretty much.
So she walks off and then another dude's like, oi, oi.
I'm not sad.
Let me show you a good time. And he kind of is standing in her way. And Ben,
a creepy way.
Very creepy. And then Ben kind of fights them to defend her.
It was a good fight.
60s fighting, though. I was
like a nightclub brawl. I put that somewhere.
But didn't you think it looked like 60s, Batman 60s fighting and you were waiting for kapow, blam?
I was waiting for the kapow. So once Dodo is gone, though, I know we're jumping back and forth, but whatever. Doesn't matter.
It's not a big deal.
I like it when the Doctor enters the nightclub. I'm like, hey, we haven't seen anyone from the over 20s for a while.
Oh. But apparently there's a DJ who looks and dresses just like him.
Yes, she does say that.
That's the weirdest thing in the world. Who dresses like that to DJ?
I guess if you're young and you dress like an old man, that's a cool hip thing. Is it?
Is it a cool hip thing?
I don't know. He's got like a cape. Who doesn't like a cape? And pajama pants, basically. So at the end of the second episode, I'm jumping back. Because the scientists have all been hypnotized. Polly, she says to Ben, come around to my workplace and we'll grab lunch. And before that can happen, she is hypnotized.
Yes.
And so Ben rocks up to a workplace where the Doctor is. And he's like, I can't find Polly. And the Doctor's like, I can't find Dodo. Oh, wait. I can. She's in the country.
Yeah. She's gone. By this point, she's fired. Forget her. she's gone the way of the Dodo, as you said. So he says, hey, young man who I've just met, why don't you go and risk your life and go back to where the chloroform people were and see if anything looks amiss.
Yeah. Well, I guess he saw him as, like, he was in a Navy uniform, wasn't he? He was, like, in a...
Yeah. But it was just kind of weird.
So he does go risk his life.
Looks around the area where he previously met a bum, who they call a tramp. I don't know which is more politically correct.
Who gets killed, by the way.
He gets killed because he's not important in the story because he's a tramp.
All right.
Hey, it's the 60s. That's how the story went.
And he
discovers
a big boxy robot.
Yes.
And then everyone's like,
Dalek's light.
Yeah, everyone's like, get him. And he's like, no, don't get me. He runs out and Polly stops him from escaping.
Yes.
Because she's like, I worship Wotan. Basically.
It is. It's exactly that.
And she's like, now the machines will take over. And Ben has quite a good back and forth with the brainwashed people.
Especially the head guy, who's kind of running stuff.
He's like, they're just going to kill you later. And they're like, well, if that's what's going to happen. He's like, what?
Yeah.
Are you crazy?
Well, how about the guy who is one of the brainwashed guys, clearly set up to stand in front of the war machine to be a test subject for the weapon.
Yes.
And he just stands there and says, I worship Wotan.
I thought it was funny when he was shot. I laughed lots.
Well, so did I, but because... Okay, so they, for some reason, they've decided, hey, do you remember that Doctor Who movie where the Daleks shot the fire extinguisher?
I thought they might have done that on purpose. I was like, maybe on purpose they've gone... How ridiculous is this?
Well, it is Daleks off Wish. So yes, let's give him the dodgy...
The fire extinguishers.
It didn't even shoot in his direction.
No. It was... shot straight down.
And he still died.
Yeah. Well, I thought... Do you remember when we watched that? And I said, think of that mist as like...
Gas.
Insecticide for humans.
Yes.
And I thought, maybe that's what's happened here.
Yeah.
But no one else gets killed. They still seem to shoot with pinpoint accuracy.
Even when it's not, and they shoot at the ground.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird.
I do like how it must have emitted some kind of signal or gas or whatever that stopped all the guns from working.
Yes.
I was like, oh, clever.
Clever.
But in the end, it is quite a cumbersome robot.
Yes. Did you notice when it was moving around the warehouse, it bumped into all the lights on the roof? It had like those hanging lamp type lights, and as it drove past, it would go bang, and the light would swing... Did you see that?
Yes, but there also was a moment where they're like, this thing's indestructible, and then it cuts to it, and it's basically just like... And I was like...
Awkward shuffle.
Oh, okay. Is it? I mean, it does push through boxes.
That's pretty scary.
But even the way it moves pretty slowly. I reckon if you just stay in your house, you'd be fine.
Well, that's what they tell the public to do. When they realize...
The robots will be gone soon, just stay inside your house.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
They're not worried at all. They just said, just stay inside. I'll tell you what is scary. I thought Polly, when she was hypnotized, the way she looked and spoke to Ben, I did think was freaky. And that's why I thought, if this is the Polly that I know is probably going to join the show, I'm interested because she seems like a good actress.
Because later when he escapes, like she sees him escaping and she looks hypnotized, but there's also a moment where she's like, I'm just going to let him go. And you can kind of like see that on her face and you're like, you're doing a good job.
Good acting.
Stay in the show.
Yeah.
Forever.
Please. We need some good acting.
William Hartnell? Not a good actor.
No, I meant for a companion.
Yeah. You got Ben now as well, so...
Yeah, whingy Ben.
I think he'll be fine.
He'll need to prove himself to me. Right now, he's...
He plays a pretty big part in the next one that you see.
Well, I hope it's good, because right now he's on the line with Susan in my list of companions.
But he's ahead of Dodo.
Well, that's easy.
Not
really, it's not her fault. We miss half her stories.
Yeah,
she might have been good. Now she's gone the way of the dodo.
At the end of that episode, episode 3, the brainwashed scientists figure out that Polly has let Ben run away.
Yes, she gets caught out.
Yeah, and so they're like, you better go back to Wotan and he'll decide your fate. And she's like, fine, I'll go. So she does. And the place gets stormed by, like, army people and whatever. And the doctor manages to stop the machine by, just staying in front of it.
But you're right. It must be because they don't pick up that he's human. But I think it's because Wotan has said, we need the doctor. So they decide we better not kill this guy.
Do you want me to read out
the explanation?
What it says in here? So yes. It says...
This is the TARDIS wiki?
Yes. So, as everyone retreats, the Doctor stands his ground as the light from the war machine's eyes falls on his face, because it's got the little eye.
Mm-hmm.
As the war machine approaches, Ben attempts to pull the Doctor safely, but the Doctor stands his ground. The war machine moves around him and comes to a halt with its top mount radar dish ceasing to function. The Doctor, examining the war machine, finds that the programming and test had not been completed and that the computer has simply failed.
He did say this one hasn't been completed, because the thing is, the only reason this... Wotan...
Okay.
Well, we have to explain. Wotan is setting up lots of these
robots
to be created in different parts of London before they do it all over the world. They say London's the first target.
Yeah, test.
They're all going to attack at noon.
Yeah.
This one comes out early because Ben escapes, tells the Doctor, and the army basically comes in to try to infiltrate.
Yeah.
So that war machine comes out early to try to stop what's happening.
Yeah.
So I guess it wasn't fully functional and ready yet. So that makes sense.
Yeah.
You don't seem sold.
Well, I mean, yeah. I just think it could have been better explained.
Yes.
As opposed to being like, it just failed. How do you know it was going to fail? What if it killed you and then it failed?
Well, that's what's funny is the ending of episode two...
Three.
Yes, sorry. The ending of episode 3 is everyone running away from this war machine, including the army.
Yeah.
And the Doctor just standing his ground like a superhero with his hands on his hips in the middle of the road. Like,
he looks cool, though.
He does look cool. He does look cool. But how did he know he wasn't just going to get obliterated? Because at this point, we don't know he can regenerate, so...
No, but they'll figure that out in 5 episodes' time. So...
Yeah.
To
Flute Boy.
While this happens, in a pub, there is a reporter who's like, everyone's seeing your homes.
Yes.
Who's basically, he is a real reporter. I figured that out.
Oh, so they were doing that thing where in movies they bring someone from the real world in. That's cool.
His name was Kenneth Kendall, a real newsreader.
So people watching this in real time in Britain would have been like, whoa!
Yeah. So the Doctor devises a plan to stop the machines.
Mm-hmm.
So they trap one. I'm speeding up a little bit.
It's fine.
But you tell me if there's things worth saying.
Not really until the end.
So they trap one. They like charge it with electricity and it shorts it out. So they figure out how to stop them really. But the Doctor is like... We've got to go back to, like, the main machine, Wotan, and stop this whole thing from happening.
Yes.
So the way they stop it, I thought was interesting. because what they do is the Doctor seems to reprogram a robot.
Yes.
To go in and destroy Wotan. Ben goes in first to save Polly. Succeeds, I guess.
Yep.
And then this machine comes in and just kills Wotan.
Gasses them all.
Yeah.
With its super fire extinguisher gas.
Yeah. Which I guess is good.
And it reminded me, it did remind me of the Doctor Who movie, because the gas is just pushed onto the big machine Wotan and it explodes. The way that the Daleks...
That time Ian was like, I'm here.
Yeah. Whoa!
What was that guy's name again? Roy Castle. Roy Castle was like, good old look
Roy
at me.
Castle. Poor guy. Was like, man, this is a great franchise. I can't believe I get to do this movie. I'm playing Ian. That guy's a boss. Oh, what am I doing? Mr. Bean.
I wonder what Roy Castle's up to. Is he still alive?
Or is he gone? The way of the dodo.
I mean, if he played Ian, and he died in 1994.
Oh.
Aged 62.
That's quite young.
Yeah, it is.
Can I just say, someone going the way of the dodo, now in our podcast, means someone who just kind of gets moved off screen.
Yeah.
It's a phrase.
I think that's
going
to happen. Not a lot. Particularly once we hit the third Doctor, it seems to get into a real flow. So.
Of just dropping people like flies?
Oh, no, in the sense of, like, this person's a companion for a while.
Oh, okay.
There's not too much chopping and changing. Anyway, they blow it up. And then the Doctor's outside the TARDIS. He's like, where's Dodo? And Polly turns up and she's like, Dodo sends her love. Which I thought was really interesting. I thought she might have gone just one scene to be like, bye, Doctor. But no.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just something.
Because the last we saw of her, she was hypnotized. She's gone away to recover.
Maybe Polly's turn up just be like, yeah, she's okay.
She's gone to the countryside to enjoy the forever sunset.
The same place all the dogs go to. You know, when parents talk to their children about where their dog's
a
gone.
A special farm.
Yeah. She gets to roam free out in the countryside.
Okay, two questions.
Yep.
Or two notes to make. Did you notice that the Doctor did the Batman disappearing act? They're standing in front of the destroyed machine and they say, oh, so Doctor, what about... And they turn around and he's disappeared.
Yeah, that makes sense, though.
The way Christian Bale's Batman would.
He does it more and more.
That's sick, because it just makes me think of Batman.
Because he's just basically like, well, I've solved this problem. It depends which incarnation.
Right.
My favourite one's the 12th Doctor, because there's a moment where he defeats some Daleks.
Yeah.
And some people are literally like, oh my gosh, you've saved us. And they turn around and he's... They just see the back of him. He's just walking off. But his companion's still staring there. And they're like, is he coming back? And she's like, no, he's not coming back.
That's great.
Well,
I'm going to point it out every time he does the Batman disappear.
Yes.
And one other thing. Okay? This is the reason Polly and Ben end up in the TARDIS. Is Ben goes, rightio, the Doctor gave me this key. I bet
Dodo gave him that key. To return to the Doctor.
Yes.
Yeah.
What key is that?
That's a key for the door.
Do all the companions have a key to the TARDIS? When did this happen? I've never seen this.
Yeah.
When? They never mentioned... I didn't even know the TARDIS locked and they had keys to it. I knew the Doctor could open it and I thought he had some way of pressing something.
No, but Susan had a key. She left the key on the ground. You know, when he flew away. And he was like, good luck with your new husband. She had her key, and she just left it on the ground there.
Oh, you're right. You are right.
So
I completely forgot.
It probably depends on companions, how much he trusts them. But he gives them keys.
Okay. Fine.
I'll allow it.
No, I didn't realise. I just thought, was it the key to his office or what? What is this random key? I thought, did
That's
they...
That's why she unlocked it and she walked in.
Yeah, but I thought, did they just contrive this to get them in the TARDIS? But you're right, the keys have existed previously. It's canon. I'll
Stephen
accept
has,
it.
Still has his key.
Oh, so we may see him again. Or did they say, oh, he's in a Savage this episode, let's leave him there and lose these episodes?
I wonder how the actor felt, you've left me on this in this place.
With this
storyline.
One other thing I wanted to say, I don't know how much you watched of the credits of the episodes.
Uh-huh.
Okay, episode 3 credits the different actors and the characters they play.
Yep, I got the cast list here, yep.
And it also ends with, also featuring, Wotan.
Yes, Wotan was credited as a character that's in the trivia.
But in episode 4, Wotan... as voiced by blah, blah, blah.
Yes.
But in episode 3, they say, also featuring Wotan.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Did you notice it
when we watched? You also noticed this bit of trivia. Wotan refers to the Doctor as Doctor Who, and refers to the Doctor's brain as a human brain it needs.
Yeah, that's why I wanted to know. We know he's not a human.
But the machine probably has no concept of, like, alien.
That's a good point.
All right, Jackie Lane... only appears in episodes 1 and 2 of this serial, and her character departs off-screen as her contract expired.
Worst exit ever.
So the producer sent her a letter and apologised.
Oh, wow.
She said, in the letter, the producer said that she was a victim of circumstances. So that's why I kind of think they wanted, like, a couple with the Doctor.
Yep.
So, you know, rather than give her, like, a love interest, they just brought up 2 new people in.
And it's going to be similar with... I assume it's going to be similar with Barbara and Ian, where they're not a couple yet.
No.
But they're going to develop that.
No, but I do have some trivia about that. But I might wait till...
it happens.
...they leave. Do you want some more trivia?
Yes.
This episode is one of the few First Doctor stories to take place in modern day. He's only travelling around all over the place. Polly was never given an on-screen name, but Wright was used in the audition piece and has since been adopted. So she's Polly Wright.
Okay.
Barbara Wright.
Oh.
Interesting, hey.
And it's modern day, so she could be a descendant.
No, no, no. It's still the 60s. Modern day, modern in that time.
Oh,
not
okay.
Modern in our time.
So it could be, well, it could be still some relation.
Yeah, could be.
But that's never explored, really?
I don't think so.
Okay.
This is the story in which the Doctor is infamously referred to as Doctor Who. It's the only time on television that the Doctor is directly called this, until 2017.
Oh.
So.
Holy. Was that by the machine?
Yes.
Well, okay, that makes sense, because the machine doesn't know, really.
So, the term Doctor Who is used a lot.
Yeah.
Like, the Doctor, Doctor Who. But he's not called Doctor Who. Again, until 2017.
And I'm going to assume it's a similar thing where that person gets corrected or is wrong?
No.
Okay.
There's a funny back and forth when one character's like, that's his... that because they're speculating about what his real name is. And this person who's known him since he was a child is like, his name's just Doctor Who. And they're like, what? And they're like, yeah, it's Doctor Who. And then later he starts referring to himself as Doctor Who in the episode. And like, what are you doing? He's like, I like it. And then he drops that pretty quick. It's just an in... just.
Okay.
It's just a joke.
So, well, essentially then, the machine was right. It's the only thing in all that time that knew his real name.
Yeah. This is one of the few episodes where we don't see the inside of the TARDIS at all.
Yes. That's true, because when Polly and Ben walked in, I was waiting for them to...
just walk into a tiny box. You guys are around in there?
And you could see them, as actors going, oh, make it look like we're looking around.
William Hartnell's still in here.
You don't have to be in here for this. Get out of here, you old man.
This is currently the only serial featuring Ben and Polly, which is not missing any episodes. So
are
this
you
is the only
serious?
4 episodes that you get to see together of them.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
BBC, actually Disney Plus, come on.
No.
Oh.
The tramp killed in the warehouse was originally an Australian tourist.
That's good to know. As an Australian?
Alright, so that's it.
Nice.
Rating. Go.
It was definitely better than what we saw last week. I gave that a 3. You gave that a 2.
Oh, it was awful.
I gave this a 9.
A 9. Okay.
Why are you surprised?
I'm giving it a 9 too. 9.2.
Fine, I'm just giving it a 9.
I think I'm going to give it an 8. I think it was a solid episode, but didn't blow me away.
You know what? They were just Daleks from Wish.com. I'm giving it an 8.
Okay. And I liked all the characters.
And the story was
decent.
I liked
the premise.
Yes.
But
I like the Doctor standing there like a superhero.
I do think that they've proved by now, if you ignore the gunfighters, that they can do like quality sets and characters.
Yes.
And I just think they could have done a better job with that robot.
I agree. And I think Dodo, her character line finishing off screen lets it down as well.
Yeah.
So I agree with 8. Solid, but not Paul amazing. McGowan. Paul McGowan.
All right, you want to hear about the next one?
Do it.
The Smugglers.
Do it.
You can't see it because it doesn't exist.
All missing?
Currently, all 4 episodes are missing.
Of course.
So the next one that we can actually see is the 10th Planet.
Oh.
Which is the last William Hartnell episode. Thanks for listening, everyone. Yeah. If you want to figure out our socials, find them, for example.
We have a link tree. Work
it's,
it out.
It's got all our stuff in it. I clicked on it the other day. It goes everywhere.
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 Except YouTube. We hate that forever. If you want to know why, just watch our last episode, our last video on YouTube.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
What are you doing?
I'm reversing the polarity of the ultrasonic screwdriver's power source.
Reverse the polarity.
Reverse the polarity.
I just reversed the polarity.